if all people ever tell you who have victory is about their victory, and they never tell you what it took to get there and how many times they wanted to give up and quit, then you begin to think that there's something wrong with you. But let me tell you something, everybody that's going to do anything amazing with their life is going to have to go through some of the similar things. I've kept journals for most of the 40 years that I've been in ministry, and usually one of the first things I do every day is write in my journal. And you know, you'll tell your journal things that you don't want to tell anybody else, and then sometimes you go back and read them 20, 30 years later, they're actually pretty hysterical. And so I found this about a year ago, and I just decided that I would share it with a few people because it's just interesting. So on December the 26th, 1987, so that's been 29 years ago, I said, Christmas is over, God is good. From a spiritual standpoint, I've been having a very rough time. A lot of things for a while that I've been saying, oh, well, cast your care, Joyce, everything's going to be okay. But today, everything just blew up in my face. Dave and I had a discussion that wasn't good. He feels I have to control everything or I'm not satisfied. I feel he's wrong and being unfair. Anybody got an entry like that anywhere? We have a hard time communicating when we differ in our opinions, but this was the last straw. And everything I've been feeling but casting my care about has now come tumbling in on top of me. So here it is. I've been having a hard time getting my messages, at least much harder than usual. I've been having a hard time hearing from God. I've been feeling very little anointing. It seems that the more I've pressed in the Spirit, the more God hides and requires me to go strictly on faith. I've just had a breast removed because I had cancer. Now I have two more surgeries to go for plastic surgery. Our meetings, at least the attendance, have fallen off because of the holiday season. I've had a lot of weird feelings, lazy mind, bored, discontent, etc. All of this has come at once. I also feel that I just don't know how to pray anymore. I've really had a hard time praying. How many of you could tell I was having a bad day? Well, today it just all seems to be too much. God help me, I feel like I'm going to go under, but I guess I won't. I trust he's doing something, and that's in big letters, but I don't know what it is. He's probably, I guess, wanting a greater degree of abandonment out of me. I'm not sure I can do it, but I'm willing to let God do it if he can. Dave always feels I'm at fault and it's never him. And to be honest, that's just really hard on my flesh. But I don't suppose it matters much. It's all pride anyway. Now here, this is where it gets really funny. I am really sorry to have to report. That I have had to tell the Lord tonight that I have gone as far as I can go. I have been telling him for 2 years, take me deeper if you want to. I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do, but I really don't want to go on like this. I feel I've gone as far as I can go. I want the pressure to let up, and I would also like a few feelings. Come on, anybody with me out there? I don't know for sure if God's going to let me out of this. He may not let me out, but I never really thought I would back down. So now on top of everything else, I now find out that I am a spiritual coward. You know, it's good sometimes to just be let into the real things that are going on in people's lives sometimes, because if all people ever tell you who have victory is about their victory, and they never tell you what it took to get there and how many times they wanted to give up and quit, then you begin to think that there's something wrong with you. But let me tell you something. Everybody that's going to do anything amazing with their life is going to have to go through some of the similar things. Everybody. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just in training. Now, 11 years later, I saw this entry. Somebody say 11 years.
11 years.
And this was December the 20th, 1998. And I said, well, I was reading this old notebook and thought I would give you an update on how my life is now. See, this is what you got to look at. Things have changed drastically. I'm now on 375 television stations, 250 radio stations. Our ministry is very successful. I've changed drastically. I enjoy peace almost continually. I've continued all these years to have some health struggles, but in the midst of it all, God has given me grace to do all He's called me to do. It's been hard at times, but I can report that God is faithful. I now have 4 grandchildren, which now have become 11, plus one on the way. My youngest son was getting married in 6 weeks. He now has 3 sons of his own. Dave and I love each other very much, and we get along really good almost all the time. And in January, Dave and I will be married 50 years. Now, that's been 19 years ago, and I won't bother to give you another update, but things are just really good. Now, what happened during those years? It's good to get a report here and then another one 11 years later, but what happened in those 11 years? And then what happened during the next 19 years? One main thing, I grew. My ministry didn't grow all that much, but I grew. See, God is much more interested in changing us than He is in giving us what we want. I must repeat that. God is much more interested in changing us than He is giving us what we want. Now, you will eventually get what you want if what you want is what God wants. And you'll even come to the point where if what you want is not what God wants, you won't even want it. At least you'll tell God, I want this, but if it's not what you want, then I don't want you to give it to me. I beg God, please don't ever give me anything that I ask you for if it's not your will. Because I've been in the will of God and I've been out, and I can tell you in is much better than out. We all want to have a lot of fruit, but however much fruit you have, you got to have roots that go just that deep. And some of the stuff that goes on behind closed doors that nobody else knows about and nobody else would even understand, that's you getting rooted and grounded in the things that God wants you to be rooted and grounded in, like His love, confidence, knowing who you are as an individual, not needing to compare yourself with somebody else, not being a people pleaser. I hope to get around to it later if time permits, but if not, I just want to say this now. If you don't learn how to say no when you know that God is saying no, you will kill yourself trying to keep other people happy all the time. Amen. We need to live deeper lives. And what I mean by that is we have this carnal level. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and it doesn't tell you anything about God. It only tells you about you. My mind tells me what I think, my will tells me what I want, and my emotions tell me how I feel. But God wants us to live much deeper than that. He wants us to learn to live in the Spirit and to always be willing to go with God, no matter what we want, what we think, or how we feel.